Okay, how about I make you guys a deal? Yeah? Do you all got pens and paper? You got some piece of paper? Okay, well, if you guys stay awake and take down the 4 points I'm about to give you, and I know what you have to do, maybe do the Barry thing or whatever. If you do that, then I'll be short, because I heard there's gonna be some awesome game coming after this. And I'll be short, I make this as short, as sweet as I can. But if you're not, if you don't write down the points, and I have to keep on repeating it so you guys will remember what I'm saying. And we'll be stuck in here for long enough. Is that a good enough deal? Huh? That's all right, just use the back of your book. Find a page somewhere, write it in your Bible if you have to. Do it on your head, I don't care. Yeah, it's the Facing Esau lesson. There should be a black page for that. Okay, you guys all listening to me? You all awake? Man, I'm tired. I'm wrecked, so you guys gonna help me with this, okay? If you see I get stuck or if I fall asleep, just pray for me. I'll throw your pen at me or something, okay? Yeah, you may. No. So we've entitled the lesson of today, Facing Your Esau. I'm gonna give you a thought that's really, really deep. I mean, this is gonna blow your minds away. Honestly, when I came across this, I was like, wow, it'll just show you how tired I am. But did you know that the reason Esau acted the way he did was because of Jacob? If Jacob didn't steal from Esau, Esau would have never wanted to kill him. I mean, that is awesome. That blew my mind away. I was like, wow, really? And I saw a perfect illustration of it yesterday out in the field. Two boys were fighting, and I pulled him aside and I had a little chat with him. And the one said, but, you know, he hit me first. And the other one said, well, so I hit him back. And I'm like, wow. So is that the first thing you should do? You know, someone do something to you, you do it back to them. They wanted revenge. Isn't that what Esau did? He wanted revenge after Jacob. So Jacob brought it upon himself, right? We had a kid at camp last year, and most of you probably know him. He'd come running up to us, he's like, oh, he hit me in the face. And I'm like, well, why? You know, why did you do? He's like, well, I hit him in the face first. And I'm like, you retard. You know, what do you expect? You know, it's like, you hurt them, they're gonna hurt you back. He's just fleshly. Well, that's the same thing Esau and Jacob did, you know. Jacob stole from Esau, and Esau came back from revenge. So, this is where I fall asleep and you guys keep me awake, okay? Jacob made his own bed, you know, he made his own bed and he had to sleep in it. And anyone remember our verse, Galatians 6 and verse 7? Can anyone quote that? Galatians 6 and verse 7. What's the first word?
Yeah, because you said you didn't say the first words.
I'll give you the first words. Okay, give me the first. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he also shall reap. So what Jacob soweth, he stole from his brother. And in the end, it came back to bite him, you know. And sometimes we do things that's going to come back after us, yeah. You know, I can think of loads of things that I've done. Where I made a wrong decision and in the end it came back and, you know, it was my own fault, so I had to deal with it. So the purpose of today's lesson is to show you guys how to deal with these things in the right way, or call them your Esau or whatever, you know, deal with your Esau. So before we do this, I just want to pray and ask God's blessing upon this. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, Lord, and that we're able to come here today, Lord, and just be able to meet with you, Father, and just to take what you have for us, Lord. And I pray that you bless this message today, Lord, that you be with every teenager, Father, that you just work in their hearts, Lord, and I ask that I be clear, Father, that they understand what I have for them today, Lord. And I just pray that your hand is upon this, Lord, and that you bless the rest of the day as well. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, turn to Genesis chapter 33, please. Okay, I'm just going to read the story for you real quick. And we're just going to read up to, verse 10. It says, "And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph's handmaid. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children. And he said, Who are those with thee? And he said, The children which God hath graciously given thy servant. Then the handmaid came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near, and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I made? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep what thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at hand. And therefore I have seen thy face, and as though I had seen thy face of God, and thou was pleased with me." So what's the first thing Jacob did here? It says in verse 1. This is the first thing he did. He says, And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. The first thing Jacob did, he lifted up his eyes and he looked, and he realized. Jacob realized that he was facing reality. You know, he was standing there, and it says, he lifted up his eyes and behold. You know, he realized that Jacob was coming, you know, and what he had done in his past was coming, catching up with him. And he was like, oh man, I'm dead. This guy is coming to kill me, you know. Because Jacob, he wasn't very strong, you know. So he was in the trouble. He knew he hated him. And I just say this. You can't have victory. You can't have victory until you've identified the roots. You know, until Jacob could realize that Esau was actually there. And Esau was actually coming off. He couldn't deal with his problem. You know, because how can you deal with a problem if you don't even know what it is? You know? So the first thing Jacob did is he realized that Esau was coming. So you can write that point number one. Jacob realized, you know. And you need to realize this too. I think me and my brother, where is he? I thought he was supposed to be here too. Anyway. He's what?
He's a pastor later.
Oh, he's a pastor later. Well, see, me and my brother, we got this lawn mowing business going on, little gardening business back home, and this is a summer thing to keep busy and save up money. Well, one of the things we do is we pull weeds. You know, we go by people's houses and we have to pull weeds. I'm the best weed puller you'll ever see, man. I'm awesome with this thing. But my brother, he ain't. You know, I tell him, hey, look, we have to get all these weeds out. And I come back and it looks fine. You did a good job out of it, you know. And a week later, the weeds are back. You know, and I'm wondering, man, what's going on with this? There's something wrong with my work, you know, something we did wrong. Well, I realized that if you're going to pull the weeds, you got to get them out by the roots. If you don't pull the roots out, then the weeds are just going to keep growing. You know, they'll go away for a short time. I come by, I look at them, yeah, it's fine, no problem. And then next week, they're just growing back again. You know, so you can't have victory until you've identified the roots of the problem. The first thing Jacob had to do, he had to realize what the problem was. You know, when he saw Esau coming, he realized that, hey, this is reality. I'm in trouble, you know, I got to deal with this thing. And so I'm going to help you today to realize how to deal with this. Secondly, let me say this also. God can't save a person who doesn't realize that he had done wrong. You know, if you haven't realized in your heart that you are a sinner, that you make mistakes, you know, you are a liar, then God can't save you. You know, so you need to realize that. And it also, it reminds me of a story in the Bible about a rich man. I'll read that to you real quick. It's in Mark 10. Let me find that. You see that this rich man, he also had a Esau, if you will, that was blocking him from getting saved. Oh, come on, Mark 10. And verse 17. Mark 10 in verse 17. And basically Jesus is walking here, and this man comes running up to him, and it says, and when he was gone forth into the way, they came running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I obeyed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. So this guy came running up to Jesus, you know, and he's like, Jesus, Jesus, how can I get saved? You know, and Jesus tells him, well, you know, you say you've done everything good, but there's still one thing, you know, you're holding on to your treasures, you know. His treasure, his money, was blocking his relationship with God. And Jacob's choices was also blocking his relationship with God. You know, Jacob was, he started off stealing, you know, tricking people. He sounded like a pretty smart guy at the start. I don't think he was as smart in the end, but Esau was coming down, you know. But so the first thing we need to do was we need to realize the reality of Esau, you know, that he's there and he is coming after us. Point number two, you don't have to face Esau alone. You see that Jacob, he used what God gave him. You know, he wasn't, in his own strength, there was no way he was going to be fighting Esau. I mean, if you read the start, you know, Esau was a strong man. He was someone who went, he was hunting, you know, he was probably, if we had him out in the field yesterday with the game, there's no way anyone would have beat him. Like, this guy was strong. Jacob, on the other hand, yeah, he wasn't the strongest, you know. But we see that Jacob, he used what God gave him to face Esau. And if you look back in Genesis 33, in verse 1 and 2, let's start at verse 1 again. It says, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Joseph hindermost. So God took his, or Jacob took his family, and he used it. You know, he gave it to Esau. You know, it's like, hey, Esau, you know, I'm gonna use this to soften Esau's heart, or, you know, he used what God gave him to get through this. And if I can ask you, you know, if you're gonna be facing your Esau, I don't know what your Esau is. Maybe you have something. Maybe you made some decisions earlier, maybe you've been walking over people or using your intelligence to break someone else down, and later they'll come back and get back at you. Maybe you have something else you're facing. Maybe you're trying, you're facing salvation, you know, and you can't get saved because you have other stuff that you're dealing with. Well, you need to use what God gave you. And God gave you His Word. And you need to use God's Word to help you and everything He's given you. I mean, He's given you a pastor, He's given you a family, He's given you so many things God has given you that you could use. And I can also say that Jacob was holding to the grace of God. If you look in Genesis chapter 32 in verse 26, it says, and he said, let's go back up to verse 24. It says, and Jacob was left alone, and he wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let go, and I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. See, Jacob was holding on to the grace of God. He knew that, you know, he had done wrong. You know, there's no way that he was going to get out of this in his own strength. You know, he's going to need God's help for this. And he asked for God's blessing and for God to help him through this. And we see in the end that God did. You know, he believed in prayer. You see in, Genesis chapter 32 in verse 11. It says, Jacob said, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. So Jacob feared Esau, and he knew that God could help him. You know, he was holding on to that. And God can help you. I mean, it doesn't matter what you have in your life, you know, that's keeping you from getting saved. I don't know. You know, if there's something that's keeping you from facing your Esau, God can help you. You don't have to face it alone. Point number three. Told you, we're nearly done with this. Point number three, Jacob was humble. You need to be humble. You know, one thing they taught me in the college over there is that the way up starts with the way down. You know, you can't go ahead. Or you can't go up until you've gone down. And I think of, we have a boy in our church, friends of mine, their baby was born with his feet wrong. He had his feet turned inside out or upside down or whatever you want to call him. He couldn't walk. You know, he had a problem. That was his Esau, even as small as he was, you know. He had a problem. His feet were like this. There's no way in the world he was going to walk. And to be able to fix that, the doctor had to take that little baby and they had to break his legs. You know, he was, I don't know, he was only a couple of weeks old, maybe a few months, I don't know. They had to break his legs and straighten them up, and before he could even think of ever walking. You know, and like I said, the way up starts with the way down. You know, you have to be broken first. I also wrote on one of our memory verses in 1 Peter 5, in chapter 5 and verse 6. Does anyone know that verse? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Man, you're really all the smart one here, aren't you? Does anyone else know that verse? Did you know it? He might exalt you in due time. Who's going to exalt you? What do you have to do?
Humble yourself.
Humble yourself. Yeah, you got to be humble. You know, if you're not humble, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, yesterday when I was talking to those guys, the two guys fighting out in the grass, you know, the one person, at the same time they were serving the dessert inside, and he was like, man, I need to go get that dessert. I'm like, well, No, you're not. You're not getting anywhere. You know, you're not getting nothing until we get this thing sorted first. You know, and then at first he wouldn't realize that, or he wouldn't even realize that it was wrong in the first place. But as soon as he realized that, you know, he did wrong, then we could deal with that. You know, we sat down and we talked about it, and then he humbled himself and he went back to the other person and he apologized for what he did. And finally, there was a reward for him. We also see that pride, if you don't humble yourself. Actually, let's turn to Matthew 23, verse 12. This is one of my favorite verses, so I am not skipping this verse. I love this verse. Matthew 23 and verse 12. Matthew 20, verse 3 and verse 12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. The way up starts with the way down. You know, there's no better way of saying that. You need to be humble, otherwise you will stumble. You know, it's great. Also, let me say, the pride is a sin that will destroy you. If you don't humble yourself, if you have a pride heart, it will destroy you. Let me read you Proverbs 21 and verse 4. I just read this a few days ago and I thought, man, this is awesome. I love this. Hey, Proverbs 21 and verse 4. It says, and a high look and a proud heart and a plowing of the wicked is a sin. A high look and a proud heart, that is a sin. Pride is a sin. And it says it's going to destroy you. If you turn to Proverbs 15, verse 25. Proverbs 15, 25 says, the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border. Hold on, that's not my verse. Oh, sorry, it is. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. You know, God is going to destroy your house if you have a proud heart. You need to humble it. This is the only way. And we see that the first thing that Jacob did is he realized that Esau was coming. He faced it. Second thing is he didn't face it alone. He used what God gave him. Third point he humbled himself before his brother. And It says it there back in Genesis 33 in verse 3 as well. It says, and he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Jacob humbled himself, and you need to humble yourself. Point number 4, last point. Told you this will be sweet, short and sweet, man. There is a reward for those that humble themselves. If you follow those guidelines, there is a reward in the end. Now this point is awesome, really. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. Look down in verse 9 and 10, Genesis 33 and verse 9 and 10. It says, and Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in this sight, then receive my present at my hand. And therefore I have seen the face as though I had seen the face of God, and thou was pleased with me. Esau was pleased with Jacob in the end. And now, this is awesome. This was what I thought was the best. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11. Okay, you ready for this? Because this is really cool. I thought this was awesome. It says in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11, it says, and I say unto thee that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Let me read that again to you. It says, And I say unto thee that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abram. Who is Abram? His grandfather. And Isaac. And Jacob. Where's Jacob? He's in heaven. Isn't that cool? The reward is Jacob was in heaven. Jacob went to heaven. And if you're not going to, let's say you follow these guidelines, if we did what Jacob do, he realized that Esau was there. He was able to realize reality, face reality. He faced it not by himself. He faced it with God. He used what God gave him. He also humbled himself, and in the end there was a reward. Jacob ended up in heaven. One more verse, Matthew chapter 1. Starts off, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abram. And then it starts off with Abram begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and it goes all the way along, and let's skip down to verse 16, and it says, now it gives a whole list of people here. Actually, I wrote it's 4 times 14, 56 generations down the line. But listen up, this is the cool thing now. It says in verse 16, it says, and Jacob begot Joseph. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary. Now this is not Jacob as in the Jacob we're learning about now. This is Jacob's great, 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 great. How many times down the line, son? You know, so this is like his, I don't know, 56 generations grandson. But it says, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Jesus was born out of Jacob's generation. I thought I was super cool, man. When I came across that, I was like, that is pretty cool, actually. You know, Jacob. I wonder what would have happened if Jacob never faced Esau. You know, if Jacob never, ever faced his Esau, if he never realized him, he never thought he'd deal with him, I wonder if Jesus would have used him to bring our Savior into the world. Maybe it would have been someone else. You know, if Jacob never humbled himself and never got right, I wonder. So there's a reward in the end for it. And I don't know what your Esau is. What are you facing today? I honestly don't know. I know there are some things in my life that I'm facing, things that I learned from youth camp. I thought it was awesome, but things I have to deal with now. And when I was studying this passage, I learned, you know, if I did it the way Jacob did it, you know, there is victory in the end. There is a reward, but it all starts with realizing what it is. You know, and if you're facing salvation, I keep using salvation because you don't know how many kids are saved. And over in the States, we have big buses that we run. You know, we get up there and we deal with a lot of kids. And for most of them, they struggle with salvation. You know, but they don't realize, the one thing they do is they don't realize that they're a sinner. And like I said, God can't save you if you don't realize you're a sinner. And if you do realize it, then realize that you can't do it on your own. You need him. But you need to humble yourself. And there's a reward in the end. So let's pray. Father, we do thank you for this day, Lord. And just thank you for this message now, Lord. And Father, I've done my best, Lord. Father, I've done what I can, Lord. And Lord, it's up to you now, Lord. It's up to you to work in people's hearts, Father. Lord, and I pray that you bless the rest of the day, Lord. And I pray that we go back now, Lord, and just meditating on what we learned, Father. And Lord, I don't know what everyone's facing, Lord, but I pray that you be with every kid, Lord, and that you help them to realize the reality of their Esau. I pray that you be with everyone now, Lord, and just keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Of course, I know Dave's got something up there. That's not the word we need.